Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Latasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I filed a claim for a job and I never got the benefits, and I just stopped sending the weekly stuff in, and I was wondering, can I still do that?
You will have to
But it's past the time that I can do it. You know what I mean?
Mhm. So, you talking about, are you still at, when it was the last time you did one?
It was last year that I started up, but
you will have to start the case
Maybe.
Back over.
Okay. Yeah, because I stopped working and everything, and I didn't, y'all, I guess it took a long time for y'all to give me the money or whatever.
Yes, it takes a while for a deposit, yes, but you have to, that's correct. But if you're trying to reopen that claim, you're going to have to refile the whole claim.
Okay.
All right. All right, let's get started with your full social. You got all your information to start that claim for that job. Are you working now?
Yeah. No.
Okay. What's this, your social?
388-0833.
One more time.
388-0833.
What's your, do you have your claimant ID number?
No, ma'am. I don't know what it is. It's all in my paperwork, and I don't even know that. I think I threw it away by accident. It doesn't show in your guys' system that I made, that I made a claim. Because I know for a fact I made a claim. And I had to go to, like, the College of Phoenix City and everything, to the unemployment place, and, like, y'all sent me somewhere else, and to, you know, look for a
What's
job.
What's your last name?
Edwards. Well, now it's Keith, but it was Edwards.
And spell that first name for me.
Latoya.
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 Okay. And what's your middle initial?
S.
And you said what's the last four of your social?
3823.
It's not pulling up right now. Hold on.
It's not pulling up?
No, it's giving me an issue. Hold on.
Okay.
You said, what's your new last name? Ma'am? Ms. Edwards.
Yes, ma'am.
You said you had a different last name?
Now I do got a different last name, yeah.
And what's that last name?
Heath, H-E-A-T-H. And so you can't find it. No, it was under Edwards, though. Like,
okay, hold on.
Don't have nothing to do with it.
I think I'm putting your social in wrong.
Is it 388-083823?
Hold on, because I got somebody just passed by with a fan. Go ahead again.
388-083823.
There you go. Let's put your whole name in, you fool. Yeah. What's your birthday?
8/5/88.
Driver's license number and mother's maiden name.
10450450 and Kimberly Gross.
Okay, what's your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am. Sorry.
Anytime you don't never stop doing your unemployment because you never know, they may be just waiting on the system to process it. They could have been said, okay.
Well, I know, but I feel discouraged because I'm like, man, well, maybe it's...
You just have to call and ask them. No, just call and ask. Because sometimes it's just
a
system.
I feel like a scam after a while, to be honest.
Because see what it is, see a lot of people fail to realize this one office take care of the whole state of Alabama. You got to think how many people that may come in from other states to work here and their unemployment information gets in here. So, yes, we have the people that actually stay in Alabama unemployment cases, plus people that come from other states' cases as well that works in there. Unemployment gets in here. So, we're not sitting around twiddling our thumbs. We getting to work. It just take a little bit because we just got through a lot of COVID cases. So, and you know how long that been.
Yeah. Damn. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
We've been busy lately. We've been very busy. Now, do you understand that knowing making false statements or falsifying income documents in connection with the claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
We understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you filed within COVID, we may be, and you did what we when we sent those letters back out, you may be receiving more funds if you are really owed those funds, okay?
Okay.
Now, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits within the NUC state in the last 12 months?
That was like last year. Yeah, I forgot when I filed, but it had to been like last year.
Okay.
Last year.
Now, did you serve an active duty military?
Last year or the year before? Wait, last year?
Last year.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Have you worked for the federal government?
No, not at all. No, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits for TIA or TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I did file, but I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I didn't receive nothing. So I just said to hell with it.
Okay, now when was the last how long you been your last name been changed?
Since October last year.
But okay,
what
was your spell that name? T?
No, H-E-A-T-H.
H-E-A-T-H.
E as an elephant, A as an apple, T as in time, H as in house.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, can we just second make sure that's in here? Because that may be what's the hold up too.
What?
That you, once you got married and then they didn't know that you had a new last name?
No, I got married. Okay, I started that case like literally at the beginning of last year, way before I even met my husband. You know what I mean? And then I got married. But I've been stopped. Trying to do it because I didn't even think it was gonna happen. So like that didn't have anything to do with my marriage.
Okay. Yeah, until we catch up, everything. So just always just keep filing unless, you know, somebody call you and tell you don't file, or you get a letter saying that do not file unemployment wages or don't file your weeks.
Okay.
Or they suspend your account. That's how you know when you don't need to be filing no more. They'll suspend your account.
Oh, okay.
What's your race?
I'm mixed.
Okay. Are you Hispanic or not Hispanic?
I'm black, white, and Mexican, and native.
Okay. Gotcha. What's your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade level of education?
High school.
Okay. Did you serve in active duty military for more than 180 days?
I never did anything with the government.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
What country are you a resident of and what's your address?
Alabama. 7211 County Road 266, Five Points, Alabama.
You said
36855.
Five Points, Alabama?
Yes, Five Points. Yeah, that's Chambers County. It's right next to Lee County. Basically the same county I was in.
It was still in Phoenix City? What's
no,
the zip
it's
code?
Not in Phoenix City.
What's the zip code?
36855.
Okay. Okay, it's asking for the address again. I got it twice in here. I had to put it twice. What's the new address?
7211. County Road. 266, Five Points, Alabama.
Thank you. How's the weather been down there?
Oh man, girl, it is raining like hell. Whew, it's raining.
Trust me, I know. It's been raining here too.
It has?
Mm-hmm. And what did you do at your job for a living?
I was a cashier. Customer service representative, basically. Is my application still in there?
I had to ask you the questions all over again because it closed.
Oh, because I forgot which job it was.
I always use the one that you last clocked out. Now, do you attain work through the union?
Do I attain work through the union? What is that? No.
Did you? Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Am I available?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to drive one way to work?
Like, I don't know, 10.
What's the lowest pay rate that you do would do?
$12 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business, own a business, or work for yourself?
No.
Are you solely working on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
You said am I working, or if I got a business for myself?
Yes.
Yes, I do. But I'm not getting no revenue.
Okay. And are you devoting more than 50% of your work week to it?
Just advertising. I'm not working though.
Okay. So yeah, you work. You're not devoting 50%. You know, since you're not working, you said you just promoting, but you do work
right.
For yourself. Now, are you currently solely working on commission base? Do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't do real estate.
Okay. Have you applied for workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
Before, yeah, I have, but case got closed.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
From what employer?
This last employer.
For workers' comp?
Yeah.
No. Nothing has to do with the last employer. I'm so sorry. So that answer would be no.
Okay.
For workers' comp.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help for federal tech?
Do I tend to have what?
Do you want them to take taxes out of your unemployment?
Oh, no.
If you approve of benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings or prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your proof of payment. Now, and their fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer? Now, since you just stopped doing unemployment, a while back this year, or you still have that bank in there, you still have that bank that you gave us the information for?
I got a different banking information.
Okay, you from the one you just did recently for us?
No, the one right now. I don't have that bank account information anymore. I got another one.
All right, what's your full router number?
I'm getting into it right now for you.
Okay.
The routing number, I believe, is 0. Okay. It is 054 0000.
How many of them?
Okay. It's 054
mm-hmm.
and then four more zeros.
Okay.
And 30.
All right. And your account number?
5577-678871.
And your one more time for confirmation?
For the routing number, it is 540 and
mm-hmm.
then it's four zeros.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's 30.
And your account number?
So it's 5577-678871.
Thank you. All right. And what's the name of the last company you worked for?
It was Terry's Get and Go.
Terry Get and Go.
Yeah. It's a convenience store, gas station.
Okay, what's their telephone number? Do you know it?
It is. Hold on. It is.
And what city was that in?
Smith Station, Alabama. Smith spelled with the S.
Okay.
Smith Station. Okay.
And when did you start working for them?
Oh, shit. I think it was like when I start and stopped.
Yes.
I worked for them for like 6 months, but it was, I believe it was 2022. It was November, I believe, 2022. It might have been October. And then March, April, like April, May. So like May, I think it was May. 2023.
That was the last time you worked?
Yeah.
Did you quit? Did they fire you? How did it go?
I got terminated.
Did they tell you why?
Because I didn't follow policy.
And do you remember who fired you?
Her name is Amy Brown.
And what did she say when she let you go?
That since I didn't follow policy, I can't work there anymore. And I can't go back to work there anymore.
What did you do trying to resolve the issue prior to being discharged?
What did I do to resolve the issue?
Yeah, once she told you, what did you try to do?
I explained the situation, and then she said, okay, well, it from what the customer said, you didn't follow policy, and I can't be trusted. So I just gave her the key, and I walked out.
Okay.
I said, okay, I understand. Y'all believe the customers. It's fine.
Do you believe you committed the act your employer alleges?
No, ma'am.
Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, and have you applied for a pension or received a pension from them?
No, ma'am.
Are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits? We have matched your earnings with wages reported by your employer, and false answers could result into overpayment, fraud, and penalties.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. I'm sure.
Now, which is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits? Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? To South Richland Street, 2304 176th Place, 2904 30th Street.
Yep, that's it. Right there.
30th Street.
Yep.
And which of the following addresses in Waukegan? Waukegan.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. It's called Waukegan.
That sounds like a name right there. 115 South Brutrick Street.
Berwick.
That's a, no, it that's the next one. That was 1720 North Berwick.
1720 Boulevard. North Berwick. Yeah, that's okay, so that's the Berwick.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you been associated with? Walsall, Nia, Manwalk, or
Milwaukee?
Yes. Milwaukee or Nicosia?
No, Milwaukee.
Okay. Now, which of the following counties have you ever lived on property? Washington, India, Montgomery, Tennessee, Humphrey, Tennessee, Ashland, Wisconsin, or I never lived in any of these counties?
I never lived in any of those counties. Wait, you said Montgomery?
Montgomery, Tennessee.
Montgomery, Tennessee, yeah.
Which of the following cities has Edwina Edwards currently live on own property? Do you know who that is?
Edwina?
Yes. Edwina Edwards lived or owned property.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Did the phone just go?